you doing, Tyler?
How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're hanging in there. How are you doing with the two little ones at home?
Hey, I'm doing well. We're rocking and rolling. It's definitely busy, though. It's both hands are full.
Yeah, we saw one hand was full with poop on it recently.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. That was at my mom's wedding, actually. Luckily, it didn't get on my shirt. That's the last dad life at its best.
Now, are the little ones out on the road with you guys?
Not yet. Actually, Haley and both kids came down to Atlanta for a show, but they haven't come on a full weekend run yet. I think they're, but next week they're going to be out with us for the first time. So we're just going to jump right back into it and full steam ahead. Liv loves being on the road. She loves the bus. And, you know, she thinks we're going camping every weekend, so she's all about it. And Luke is a pretty chill baby at this point, so I don't think it'll be too big a deal. We're excited.
That's awesome. I saw something recently, and you guys actually reposted it too, the video of the dog that was at your concert dancing with the guy.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. We're a dog-friendly band.
What's the craziest video that you guys have seen after a show where you went, that happened at our show?
I don't know. A couple weeks ago, Chris Tomlin came out and we sang a worship song and 20,000 people were worshiping God. That was pretty wild to go back and watch. I watched that like the whole next day and it was that was a pretty powerful moment. So I was reliving that a couple weeks ago. That's the first thing I thought of.
We saw that. That was really amazing. How did that come to be?
Well, we just connected with Chris Tomlin. I actually randomly met him in a gym at the beach one week this year, and we just kind of hit it off and became buddies. And BK and I, we listened to Chris Tomlin and learned all his songs and learned how to play guitar to worship music, and used to lead a lot of worship together. So for us, Chris Tomlin's, you know, one of our heroes and one of the guys we look up to a lot when it comes to music. And so we just started writing a lot together, and he's just an amazing guy. So he was out, he said he'd come out that weekend and do that with us, and we wrote some songs together and just had a good time. So anytime we can work with Chris, we're all about it.
Well, we got tipped off about a cool moment that's going to go down this weekend during your show. You're going to be providing a veteran with a track wheelchair.
Yeah, that's we get to do that every week or two. That's something we look forward to a ton. We've partnered up with the Independence Fund and get to give a wheelchair, an off-road, really cool wheelchair to a wounded warrior. So it's really, really something that we love getting to do and one of the highlights of our weekend for sure.
Well, it's cool. I just looked up the weather because this past weekend we hit 104 on Saturday. Luckily, it's going to cool down when you guys are in town. Only going to be 86 degrees. Can you think back to a time where you were like, don't want to be here, way too hot?
Yeah, we do a lot of touring in the middle of the summer. So, man, being in the Midwest sometimes, or even the East Coast, especially in the middle of the summer, is super hot. A couple of weeks ago, it was like 100 degrees and super humid. So it kind of adds that next level of adrenaline and I guess challenge to putting on an hour and a half set at full capacity. So it's fun. BK and I love it, though. We kind of have a contest to see who can sweat the most.
Ring out your shirt after your set.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are out on the road with Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen, Kanan Smith, huge show. Who's the biggest partier after your show?
I'm going to go with Morgan Wallen on that.
And we're going to go with We Believe
he,
You.
He definitely takes it to the next level. But you know what? It's pretty cool because we sort of have a tight-knit family out there and a close community. And, you know, we're all buddies. And so a lot of times we'll all just hang out on the Tree Vibes bus and listen to demos and have a beer or two and just hang out until, you know, 1 in the morning or something. But then usually we'll all go to bed, and then the next day we'll hear that Morgan somehow stayed up till like 5 a.m. and he's not going to make it to the right today because he stayed up till 5. But, you know, that it always takes us back, too, because that's how we were when we were Morgan's age. So it's fun to have him out there and kind of having that young energy.
Well, we cannot wait to see you guys. It's going down this Saturday, Glen Helen Amphitheater, Florida Georgia Line. We'll see you guys out there.
Hey, thanks, guys. We're excited. We can't wait.